Be like.
All right. If you're talking about someone who has acted or behaved rather stupidly, would you say, oh, that, he just acted like a...
Something crazy?
Would you ever say...
Act so stupid around him?
Would you ever say something like a dumbbell?
Yeah,
or
no. He does act dumb.
Would you ever call a person a fool?
No, I'm afraid to, because the Bible speaks a lot against calling people fools.
All right. Someone who holds on to whatever property and money he has is a...
Just as stingy as he can be.
All right. Did you ever call him a tightwad?
Yeah, I have, old tightwad.
Now, does tightwad be somebody that holds on
to what he's got? Never wouldn't give you none. His brother-in-law, the other morning, showed him his life preserve. And I punched his sister and I said, what if he's fixing to give that to her? She said, I'll tell you, no, right now. He ain't giving that away.
What about someone who not only holds on to what he has, but is always trying to get things out of other people?
Yeah, that's
that
old stingy.
Just every opportunity.
Yeah, every opportunity that is, taking advantage.
And would you call him anything?
Taking advantage.
Did you ever hear anybody called a greedy gut?
Yeah, I've heard that, but I've never said that.
You wouldn't say that, huh? What would a skin flint be?
A what?
An old skin flint. Did you ever hear that?
I've heard it.
Heard call somebody a skin flint?
Hundreds of times. That's a stingy person.
That's a stingy person you call a skin flint. Oh, I didn't know that.
So now you learned something.
Yeah.
There's two things you've learned during this interview. All right, now suppose I said to you, he's a common man. Now, what would you think that I meant? Good or bad?
Yeah,
Or
I think he's very nice, myself.
Now, don't you say a word right now. I want to hear this, and I want to ask you.
He's a common man.
Mm-hmm. He's just a common man.
Just a common man.
Would it be good or bad?
I'd say good. Just a common man.
Your first reaction is
good. Yeah, my first reaction is good. Yeah.
All right. Suppose I said to you, she's just a common girl.
Probably I'd say, well, I think she's all right. She seems to be very nice.
All right,
so
your reaction is it's good. All right. And Mr. Buddy, I can't pick you. I didn't do anything. I'm sad. If you're referring to an old person, someone 85 years old or so, and they're getting around and they're just doing everything they want to do, you say she's...
That's a spry old lady.
Would you ever say she's mighty spry?
Yeah.
All right, that'd be the adjective you'd probably put with it. Would you ever say mighty spry or spry of young people?
No, you don't see me as spry young people this day.
Well, now, could you ever? Or would that be a word you'd probably use to refer to an older person?
I think it's the older person you use it for. Old man or old woman. It's a spry old man.
What about lively? Would that
be that's a person.
Old?
Well, both.
Either one.
I think it's either one. A lively young person or a lively old person.
All right. If a person is not easy in his mind about something, you'd say he's uneasy. He's
unable. No.
Uneasy?
Yeah, uneasy.
All right. You're talking about a storm coming up, perhaps. You might say, I am afraid
of storms.
All right. Now, would you ever say, I'm scared of storms?
Yeah.
Now, what I want
scared.
What I want you to try to think through with me here is afraid versus scared. Now, would afraid be something that's just temporary?
No, I don't think. If I'm afraid, I'm afraid.
You're afraid forever.
Yeah.
Like, I'm afraid of snakes. Would
yeah,
you say
I am
I'm
too.
Afraid of snakes?
Yeah, I'm afraid of snakes.
Would you say I'm scared of snakes?
Yeah, I'd sure say I'm scared. I'm both.
Would you be inclined to use scared as being something that's more immediate?
Yeah, I believe
like,
that. That's a shock. You
I'm
know,
afraid
like.
Of snakes and